This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, so things got heated yesterday at the NFL league meetings. I wish they would televise these. You know, maybe someday. I wish the NFL had televised, well, maybe not, the Jeffrey Lurie one-hour speech I could have done without. But just to watch, reportedly, Seth, during the discussion on the tush push yesterday, prior to the vote getting taken, for those who missed it, the tush push, the play that the Eagles have made famous with Jalen Hurts, where two guys shove him on short yardage situations, it will remain, at least for the time being. The banning of the tush push got voted down 22-10. They needed 24 votes to ban it. They only got 22, so they fell two votes short. So this apparently, the debate before the vote got pretty heated yesterday. I would have liked to have just seen it just to see if it matched the headlines of tempers flared. Remember, I texted you yesterday. I'm like, ooh, tempers at the meeting,
My favorite part, though, too, is that, you know, they at one point they had just the owners meeting, the owners and their families meeting. They not even the GMs or anybody else was allowed in. And still, guys like Schefter were getting leaks from inside the meeting.
Yeah.
So, I love that dynamic.
Yeah.
There are at least a few billionaires in there just still dishing while they're, Well, when Jeffrey Lurie gets up and gives a one-hour speech, honestly, what did you expect, Jeffrey Lurie?
Seth's not exaggerating. Let me just point that out. Reportedly, Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, they were the ones defending the crypt of the tush push. You know, like they're the ones that benefit the most from this play. Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, got up and made a 1 hour speech. That had to be, what am I saying? I want to watch this on TV. That had to be the most boring hour in the history of meetings. A 1 hour speech on the freaking tush push. Are you kidding me?
He's one of these guys that has never been – he's got so many people telling him how brilliant he is all the time that he's lost all sense of exactly how long he should go when speaking, and he just got up there and rambled for an hour. I can guarantee you that it was not a well-put-together, finely crafted argument or presentation. It was him up there rambling.
I'd rather watch Nick Sirianni do it, and not just because he'll give us gems, you know, like – Right. Would be entertaining, like Nick Sirianni. But Jeffrey Lurie, if you're going to make an hour-long speech about the tush push, I would imagine most of it needs to be about the safety, the training that goes into it, the practice that goes into
it. The fact that it does take skill. It's not just a matter of getting up there and having more big guys.
Of all the layers of a football organization that are equipped to have that sort of conversation, I feel like owner is the one that's most detached from that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
because
as you said, the main thing the league wanted, because the league wants this out, the league reportedly put the Packers up to proposing this so that they could take the bullets on this. Packers don't have a singular owner. They're owned by the town. You know, they've got shareholders. So Packers, you propose this, and then let's hope it gets voted out. But the main reason was it's just an unaesthetic, horrible-looking play. It's not exciting. It's bad. If Lurie's up there trying to explain for an hour why this is not an aesthetically unpleasing play.
He's doing the exact opposite of what – like, this is exactly what we don't want. The – the defining moment that a lot of people point to is the time in the NFC Championship game when the Eagles ran it six times in a row on the goal line. And it was just a big quagmire of false starts and coming up short. And it was boring.
Yeah.
And it was ugly. And most of the owners, I think that's the true reason they don't want it. Where the owners that wanted to ban it fell apart was where, like, just how transparently, like, how transparent and obvious it was that they weren't making any of their actual arguments. They were trying to make it a safety issue, or they were trying to say it doesn't take any technique or skill or anything. Just come right out with it.
Yeah.
At the very least, be honest and say you don't like it because it's not good for the viewing
experience.
Stupid-looking
play. That's why I don't like it. So if I were to have walked into that room, as an NFL owner and my mindset was, you know what, I'm going to back Jeffrey on this. I don't think it's right that they ban it. We should learn how to stop this play, as nine other teams did. The Texans were not one of them. But enough voted against the ban to keep it in place. If I had walked in there as one of those teams, a one-hour speech from the owner of the team who uses it the most might have been enough to flip me just out of being pissed off that this guy's up here talking about it for an hour. I would want to punish him for talking for an hour. That would have been number one. Then when Jason Kelce gets up there and gives what was categorized as a generic speech on this thing, that would have been number two. I'd be like, you're Jason Kelce. At least be entertaining when you're doing this thing.
Yeah, these men are not your bosses anymore.
Yeah, man.
Like, what are you, scared?
Put on a mummer's outfit like you did at that Super Bowl parade and entertain me. Dance around, Jason Kelce. The third thing, and this actually happened after the vote was taken, but if a vote were to get taken again, say a year from now, maybe the play does turn a lot of people off. The Eagles flexing on social media as an organization, while the quality of the humor was very, very good, I felt like the appropriateness of it in terms of the fact, like, you won this thing by two votes. Y'all are bebopping and scotting through town like you just won this thing, you know, 31-1. No, man, you were two votes away from that thing getting banned. They're putting memes up there of Jalen Hurts with the words "Go Push" on it. They put out a 26-minute YouTube of all the tush push plays that they've ever run yesterday.
Honestly, if I were going to get ahead of this and start worrying about next year's election, if I were the Eagles, what I would really do is start pushing hardcore into the fact that of the non-Eagles teams, seven AFC teams voted against banning it.
Yeah.
Only two NFC teams voted against banning it.
Right.
Which feels a whole lot like, man, the teams that have to face the Eagles as often as possible. It wasn't just about the aesthetics of the play, that they also want to take this really strong and powerful tool that the Eagles have and strip them of it. And that's where the part I think that would have to be a dividing line for me. If I were in the NFC, I would feel like, man, I can't trust that I'm not doing this just because I want to hurt the Eagles specifically.
Yep.
The Eagles, I want to hurt the Eagles for doing something that's 100% completely legal, that is not a safety risk in comparison to other football plays. At the end of the day, I'm just being a punk.
Yeah.
I just don't want the Eagles to beat me with this.
I love that.
And I can't do that in good conscience.
Just being a punk.
If the Browns were the best in the league at the tush push this year, I might say, all right, you know what? Yep, all right. It's not a great play. Let's get rid of it.
Right.
But I can't do it while the Eagles are the reigning Super Bowl champion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Text message. People are not going to turn the NFL off because of a few tush-push plays in every game. They're not going to turn the NFL off for any one single reason like that in a game ever. It's about wanting the product to be the best it can be overall. Like, if there's something you feel like you can fix, you fix it. And the league and Goodell and 22 of the owners, at least, clearly don't like that play for whatever reason.
Yeah.
This was Nick Caserio on our show back on April 3rd. This is why I was a little surprised the Texans were not one of the 10 teams that opposed the ban, based on this answer from Nick Caserio when we asked him about the tush push back in early April.
When you look at the play in and of itself, in the end, it's a version of a quarterback sneak. And D'Amico and I have both commented publicly, so this isn't anything like groundbreaking information here, but you shouldn't penalize a team for a good execution. And it's not like all of a sudden, like, Hurts just dropped out of the sky and is playing quarterback. So the guy's been playing quarterback for 4 years. He's got over 4,000 snaps, 600 rushes. I don't know how many times they've run the sneak. So now, all of a sudden, like, we have an issue with the play. But more than anything, what we should be doing is tip your hat to Stout and Nick for good execution. I mean, Jalen squats 6,000 pounds, so he's got good lower body strength. And when you actually look at the play, and I haven't done this, maybe we can have somebody out there in the Twitter sphere look at this, the number of times where the player, whether it's in proximity or close to the quarterback, is actually pushed to create, you know, additional yardage. I mean, it probably doesn't happen on every play, because by the time, you know, the quarterback takes a snap and he's moving forward, it's more about what's going on in the offensive line. So, but is it, we're going to penalize players in the NBA for the Euro step, like, that we're going to make that illegal, even though, like, what's so, every situation, look, if you find something that works, okay, sometimes you just have to tip your hat to good execution. You know, I think you got to be careful about that. So again, I probably already said too much. I'll probably get fined for some of these comments. But.
No, you're good, Nick. It's just your team didn't vote the way that you answered that question, right?
And it's the owners that vote.
Yeah.
So, and that's where it doesn't surprise me that I think there will be a lot of coaches and GMs that would have voted differently than their owners. I think coaches and GMs would be more wired to feel like, you know what, I don't like the play, but I can't in good conscience vote it out. Well, there's a team out there that's just simply running it better than everybody else, mm-hmm. and they're the best team. It feels like you're trying to cut the champ off at his knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I would feel like, Sean? I'd feel like Commodus injuring Maximus right before our
Gladiator
big
reference.
Sword fight.
Yes.
Yeah. I would feel like I'm like that guy that I can't win fair and square.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and try to weaken. This is different than back when, you know, the Patriots defensively were playing real handsy, mm-hmm. as defensive backs. And that's when Peyton and Archie Manning went and lobbied the league, and Tony Dungy cried and cried and cried. And they changed the emphasis to get back to what the rule book was.
Yeah.
A more rule book strict definition of defensive holding and everything. Like, that's just actually asking them to enforce the rules the way they are. The Eagles aren't doing anything like that at all. They're just abiding by the rules and doing a better job of it than anybody other than the Bills.
Have the Texans ever had anything in their history that they've done as a coaching staff, the level of ingenuity that you have to where the rest of the league is like, don't you can't,
huh? Watt Fork much? Lining up J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork, and finding out later that J.J. Watt had 3 torn groin muscle tendons at the time.
That's
as innovative as it gets.
That popped into my head. No, the one thing off of that, though, the season before was the season where J.J. was scoring all those touchdowns as a tight end. Like, that's the closest thing I can think of. Like, nope, you can't have your all-pro defensive end go both ways. Sorry.
Right.
You're scoring touchdowns. Yeah, the Watford.
And that wasn't even innovative. It's not. It's something that used to be more common.
No, most teams don't. I mean, most teams don't have something that they've done. I'm just trying to think if the Texans have ever had anything where the league was like, hey, we need to stop the Watford.
Yeah, there's never been like a pistol or anything else like that where the Texans were the first NFL team to adopt a college.
Yeah, we're not freaky like that here.
Let's get a little freaky.
Yeah, a little freaky. Yeah.
Come on,
the missionary over there, all right? Let's get into the freaky. All right.
Speaking of that, that was another thing. Jeffrey Lurie made kind of a lewd comment during his speech. Apparently, basically about Yeah, he said they were winners no matter what, because even if they banned the tush push, it's there's kind of a cool factor to having been banned.
Yeah,
he said that it's like a teenager's a certain type of dream. Yeah.
Nocturnal.
Like, that's like a teenager's something kind of dream.
Yeah, it's a dream. It's not a dry one. Yeah.
You got to remember, these NFL owners' meetings are not a bunch of guys sitting around smoking cigars.
Used to be.
In some back room somewhere. This is a mixed crowd. Yeah. This has old ladies in it at some point.
Yeah.
So I feel like Lurie, again, the whole billionaire thing.
Right.
They get so much success and nothing but positive the feedback from so many people that they lose all touch with reality.
He got reprimanded by Troy Vincent for saying that yesterday. Yeah,
Troy Vincent's the fun police at these things.
Oh, dude. Anytime you say Troy Vincent's name to Ted Johnson, his mouth just reflexively goes, turncoat.
Yeah.
Turncoat, because, Troy Vincent used to be a player, and now he's a,
cuck
for the league now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone on the text page, real quick, I know we got to get out, says, I can't lie, part of me just wants Seth Payne to become the commissioner of something again. Anything. You were COVID commissioner back in the day, probably that was your most recent.
Nobody's ever done a better job than I did as COVID commissioner.
Yeah.
My ability to build
to
jump back and forth and never be pinned down on anything, it serves me very well. Yes.
The best. All right.
I can say with a straight face that I said many different things during the COVID era.
We'll find out what the guys on In the Loop have going on. This is a postseason run, we've never seen before. Does this team need to close it out to get maximum enjoyment out of this history that they're making right now? We'll get to that, read some more of your text. A lot of you still weighing in on some of the topics of the day. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.